Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In-depth, the budding market for microscopic organ testing. Written by Cui Xiaotian and Wang Xintong. Published in Caixin Global, July 28, 2023. Read for you by Sarah Koudoulakos. A new technology combining minute lab-grown slivers of the human body with microchips is piquing the interest of pharmaceutical companies and healthcare investors in China. As it offers a new and potentially lucrative type of personalized care that could disrupt the traditional drug industry. So-called organoids are three-dimensional, 3D, in vitro models that are able to reproduce the cellular and molecular composition of living tissue, such as an organ or a tumor. These are the basis for the aptly named organoid-on-a-chip technology. Southeast University professor Gu Zhongze described his team's new heart-on-a-chip as your heart, but only 1 millimeter in size, at the 7th China Biomed Innovation and Investment Conference in March. The heart-on-a-chip can help develop drugs for treating cardiac hypertrophy. When the heart becomes thickened, making it harder for the muscle to pump blood, said Gu, the dean of the university's School of Biological Science and Medical Engineering, BME. The data from the chip shows clear changes in heartbeat and heart muscle contraction, he said. Using the technology, scientists were also able to create a model replicating the effect of COVID-19 on lungs, which was used by one local authority in China during the pandemic to evaluate vaccine efficacy. These are just some of the applicable scenarios for organoid-on-a-chip technology, which combines organoids with organ-on-a-chip technology, a two-dimensional cell culture model that cannot mimic the natural structure of organs, unlike 3D organoid-on-a-chip, which more closely resembles the human body. The 3D organ-like chips are attracting increasing interest from investors and pharmaceutical manufacturers around the world, due to their promising applications in drug development and personalized healthcare. However, while related markets in the West are doing well, the Chinese market is struggling to take off, as a lack of regulation has raised compliance concerns and limited regulatory acceptance of this new technology. Industry insiders told Caixin that the extent to which drug regulators recognize the data generated by organoid-on-a-chip tech and the degree of compliance by companies are among key factors affecting the future size of the domestic market. Currently, there are no government standards regulating the industry, but this is expected to change as standards on the use of the technology are being discussed, the insiders said. Promising market. A study by U.S.-based Emulate, Inc., a pioneer in the organoid-on-a-chip field, showed the technology outperforms animal models in testing drug safety, raising hopes that it could replace the latter, which has long been considered ethically unacceptable and criticized for its inaccuracy. The study published in the British scientific journal Nature in December tested the biotech company's 870 liver chips using 27 different drugs. It found that the chips could reduce the risk of the drugs damaging patients' livers by 87%. They also detected 7 more drugs that would be toxic to humans that didn't show in animal testing. The study suggested that putting liver chips into widespread use could generate more than $3 billion annually for the global pharmaceutical industry through increased research and development productivity. The technology also helps local authorities fight COVID. Chen Zhaozhao, an associate researcher at Southeast University's School of BME, told Caixin that because COVID patients are at risk of getting a white lung, a severe lung inflammation due to an overreaction of the immune system, his team used a lung-on-a-chip to build a model that would allow them to see in vitro the organ-specific immune response. This model, along with a system they developed based on the technology, was used by the Jiangsu Provincial Disease Control Center to measure the efficacy of COVID vaccines, Chen said. But one of the biggest potential markets for organoid-on-a-chip technology is personalized medical care for patients suffering from diseases such as cancer. The technology could be used to find the most effective treatments by replicating a patient's diseased organs or cancerous tumors on a chip that can be used for drug susceptibility testing. Government data show that China is adding about 4 million new cancer patients each year. They are all potential users for this personalized medical service. A type of personalized drug susceptibility testing already exists in China and costs at least 10,000 yuan, $1,397, per test, Cai Xin has learned. The potentially lucrative market for the technology is attracting more and more companies to tap the prospects in this niche of the biotech sector. In 2022 alone, about a dozen Chinese startups joined the global race to develop and commercialize the technology. Meanwhile, Ai Xiaoni, chief scientific advisor of Beijing Daxiang Biotech Company Limited, which specializes in manufacturing organoids on chips, told Cai Xin that the number of pharmaceutical companies asking them about collaboration opportunities has increased significantly this year. Ai said that ultimately, organoid on chips can be used in the entire process of drug development. Investor interest in the technology has also grown rapidly in recent years. According to a white paper published on vbdata.cn, a Chongqing-based healthcare service platform, companies in China working on organoids and organoids on chips received nearly 400 million yuan in financing in 2022, up from 250 million yuan a year earlier. But investors are concerned about the government's attitude toward the technology, as they believe policy is the key to determining the future of the emerging industry, Cai Xin has learned. Lack of regulation. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, or the National Medical Products Administration, are likely to assume regulatory responsibility for organoid on a chip, said the industry insiders. But currently, there are no official rules governing the technology, only certain standards that companies have agreed upon among each other, researchers told Cai Xin. The lack of regulation has raised concerns about compliance risks. The Chinese mainland prohibits the sale and purchase of human samples, leaving companies with only two ways to obtain human cells for culturing an organoid on a chip: importing them from overseas or through medical institutions. The latter is preferred because it provides more fresh human samples and has a higher success rate in extracting cells, Ai said. However, some companies, after obtaining patient samples from medical institutions, have used some of the samples to develop products, rather than only for conducting clinical research as promised to providers, Cai Xin has learned. In addition, the absence of unified standards may affect companies' ability to obtain regulatory approval for commercializing their chips, industry insiders said. China's drug regulators currently only allow companies to use data from organoids on chips in preclinical trials in certain areas, such as cell and gene therapy products as a supplement to animal testing. Such testing is a prerequisite for drugs to enter human clinical trials in China. But companies are expecting more changes in this aspect. No matter how many clinical trials we do using mouse and monkey models and how much data we get from the studies, none of that data really describes what's going on in the human body, a founder of a gene therapy company that supports organoid-on-a-chip models told Cai Xin. In January, the U.S. allowed the use of microchips instead of animals to test new drugs, boosting the technology's development in the country. Liu Dan, a senior partner at CDH Investments, believes it could take more than a decade for the Chinese government to take the same initiative. He explained that it will take a long time to prove that for drug trials, organoids on a chip are as good as animal models, thus making the technology widely available. But the development of standards for organoids on chips is on the government's agenda. Investors and company representatives told Cai Xin that the National Institutes for Food and Drug Control, the center in charge of developing drug testing documents, is discussing with industry representatives how to use organoid-on-a-chip technology to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of new drugs. Organoids and organoids on chips are also on a plan released by the National Natural Science Foundation in late 2022 that lists 115 areas where the country will prioritize resources for development through 2025. Several practitioners told Caixin that they hope the country can establish a system in which government agencies provide funding, drug makers put forward their demands, and research institutes provide technical support to jointly promote the development of organoid-on-a-chip industry. Jiang Moting and Xu Luyi contributed to the story.